Have you ever wondered why some employees genuinely care about your business while others just clock in and out? The stark contrast is perfectly captured in the story of Alexander Vasilyev, who drew eyes on million-dollar paintings his first day at work, versus Ben Jork, who was trusted to curate museum exhibitions. This fundamental challenge, creating teams who care as much as you do, is what Mike Michalowicz tackles in All In. The engagement crisis stems from a fundamental identity gap. Pew Research shows more than half of employees see their job as simply what they do for a living, while nearly two-thirds of business owners say their job gives them an identity. As a business owner, you have unlimited potential and control that your team doesn't share. The solution isn't better pay or ping pong tables, it's empowering people to explore their true identity through your business. The comprehensive formula that creates an all-in team is the FASO model: fit plus ability plus safety plus ownership. When these elements align, you'll build a team of people like Amy Cartelli, who not only solved problems you knew about, but addressed issues you weren't even aware of. Imagine what you could accomplish with a team full of Amys. Start with a must-have list outlining the primary job and essential tasks. When evaluating candidates, consider both innate qualities and learned skills. Rather than forcing people into roles, align their natural talents with appropriate tasks, like channeling a disruptive student's drumming into musical ability. Finding exceptional employees means developing potential, not hunting unicorns. At the Container Store, Kip Tindall demonstrated one A player matches 3 B players or 9 C players in output. While A players earned 50% above industry average, total payroll remained below competitors. The idea that only 10% can be A players is false. Though most leaders rate themselves as A players while doubting others' potential, everyone can excel in roles matching their abilities. Successful hiring weighs three elements: experiential abilities, proven skills, innate abilities, natural qualities, and potential abilities, developable strengths. This potential grows from curiosity to desire to mastery. Traditional interviews often fail, as demonstrated by my unsuccessful survivor-style group interview that disadvantaged introverts. Danielle Mulvey's 5-star fit method provides a superior framework. An all-in assessment filters out uncommitted candidates, followed by a screening interview, skills testing, a deep dive interview for career alignment, and a paid shadow day. This thorough process prevents costly mistakes. Career Builder reports 75% of employers made wrong hires, with 30% rushing decisions. The method identifies top candidates by screening for three qualities: limber, adaptability; learn, growth mindset; and listen, comprehension. MIT Endicott House exemplified this when pivoting to food delivery during COVID-19. True potential shows in handling frustration, like the viral video's girl who succeeded on her 10th platform jump attempt. The best candidates take breaks, reorganize, and persist through challenges. The Mars Brothers punctuality bonus program shows how incentives can backfire. Their 5% wage bonus for early arrivals was seen as punishment when missed, leading to dangerous behaviors and time clock fraud. Safety exists in three forms. Physical safety breaches can be fatal, exemplified by the ghost girls who died from radiation exposure in post-WY1 radium paint factories. Psychological safety allows employees to voice ideas and concerns without fear. Google's Project Aristotle identified this as crucial for high-performing teams. Rhodes Perry's experience concealing his transgender identity demonstrates its importance. Gene Hammett found financial transparency to be the primary driver of team engagement in high-growth companies. Open book management builds trust, especially since employees often overestimate leadership earnings when financial information is withheld. Leaders must prioritize all three: physical safeguards, psychological safety that welcomes authenticity, and financial transparency with education about company finances. When employees feel something is mine or ours, they develop a powerful connection to it. The Baltimore Museum of Art demonstrated this when security guards curated guarding the art. They became deeply invested, referring to their chosen pieces as she, and designing special displays. Professor John Pierce identified three elements of psychological ownership: control, information access, and rights to benefits. This develops through hands-on involvement, knowledge, and personal investment. Steve Bousquet transformed his landscape company by simply writing employees' names on equipment. His crews began treating tools with care and even repairing broken items. This mindset extended to customer properties, with employees maintaining them beyond requirements. Tax manager Sapphire Miranda's performance suffered when her boss undermined her authority by meeting her subordinate without her knowledge. After restoring her control and information access, her performance soared, and she now actively strategizes for the firm. Psychological ownership drives initiative. Disneyland's Jungle Cruise drivers enhanced a boring ride by creating their own commentary, while Shyla Cottonware progressed from reorganizing a soda fountain to becoming front-of-house manager, calling the store her home rather than workplace. Most people remember only 2 days from any job, the first and the last. Sankara Shanmugam's journey from an unqualified IT hire to a 20-year company loyalist began with a welcoming first day that made him fall in love with the company. In contrast, the author's son Tyler was ignored until 9 p.m. on his first day. A remarkable first day should feel like a celebration, with welcome baskets, family gifts, icebreakers, office tours, and scheduled one-on-ones. The engagement rhythm consists of daily 15-minute huddles, weekly 30-minute one-on-ones, and quarterly and annual retreats. Annual reviews celebrate loyalty rather than evaluate performance, recognizing each year as 1/50th of an employee's work life. When the author announced a $10 million revenue target with Rocky-themed music, an employee's response was sobering. "When we do $10 million, you get the new house and the new car. What about us?" This revealed that corporate visions must reflect both leaders' and employees' dreams. Great leadership means tracking team members' personal aspirations and aligning company goals to serve everyone's ambitions, creating mutual success. Patty Condon transformed FBC Remodel using the JOY formula: success plus well-being x purpose equals joy. By focusing on employee well-being through the 7 F's, family, friends, fitness, faith, fun, finance, and forward, rather than revenue targets, FBC exceeded their $20 million goal, reaching $25 million with 50% higher profits. Mary and Tony Miller's janitorial business, Jancoa, flourished through their Dream Engineer program, helping employees achieve personal goals. Employee Daryl Mason, a 40-year veteran, gained homeownership through the program and now calls Jancoa my company. Building unstoppable teams requires fostering community over culture. While culture flows top-down, community grows organically through shared purpose. Rhodes Perry's four elements of belonging, feeling seen, connected, supported, and proud, enable people to bring their authentic selves to work. When leaders fully invest in their employees by aligning talents with tasks, recognizing potential, ensuring safety, and supporting dreams, they create extraordinary teams who match their own dedication to the business.